Harper Audio Australia presents The Naturalist's Daughter, written by Tia Cooper and read by Corinne Davies. For the Storyteller's Daughter and Cooper. Nullius in verba. Take no one's word for it. Author's note. In a commitment to historical accuracy, this novel employs the language of its era and historical setting, and in some instances reflects the prejudices and norms of that time. This commitment to accurately reflect the norms of the time period is in no way meant to offend, nor to reflect the thoughts of the author. Chapter 1. Agnes Banks, New South Wales, 1808. Rose loved Pa's dusty workroom, filled to overflowing with notebooks and samples, paints and charcoals, a treasure chest of strange and wonderful objects, a charred boomerang, the tall, tall seed head from the shaggy grass trees, a huge, oh, don't touch, emu's egg painted with careful patterns, more tiny dots than even she could count, collected heads of Banksia, their knotted faces leering, the beautiful curling tail feather of a boon boon, and in the centre of the worn table, her most favourite of all, the Malangong. Once it lived and breathed until Bunyi's pa speared it out in the billabong. Now it sat, preserved for all eternity. That's what Pa said. Preserved. She ran her hand over the dark brown fur and touched its funny little beak. Pa rose from the chair, his brown face wrinkling as he smiled his special smile. Shall we go down to the river, my heart? A trickle of excitement ran through her. She'd sat quietly waiting all afternoon for him to say those very words.
Yes, please, Pa.
Put on your boots before you tell your mother we are off.
She rammed her feet into her clodhoppers, leaving the long laces trailing, and hoisted her knapsack carefully onto her back. Pa's supplies were precious. How she loved the wooden box with its tiny blocks of paint and brushes wrapped in fine linen. Pa promised she'd have her own paint box when she was bigger, all her very own. Now she shared his, and she had to be careful, so very careful not to break anything. The box came from London a long time ago with Pa on the big ship when the colony was Blackfella's country. Now there were people everywhere, mostly convicts, with their clattering, clanging chains and long, sad faces. Some days, Mam was sad too. She'd stare down the river and sigh as though she'd been waiting a long, long time. And every time Pa went to Sydney Town, she asked him for a letter. When he shook his head, tears came to her eyes. One day, she'd write her a letter so Pa could bring it back. Maybe then, Mam would smile.
Mam, where are you? We're going to the river to see the Malangong.
Mam turned from her seat on the ground, her fingers dirty from scrabbling in the garden where she grew her medicine, herbs that made people well, helped birth their babies, fixed their fevers, and healed their cuts and bruises. That made Mam happy, but the letter sadness never left her eyes, no matter how hard Rose tried to be a good girl.
Tell your pa not to be late for tea, and don't forget to keep your hat and boots on. The sun's still strong.
We can't come home too soon because the Malangong don't play until the sun goes down.
You and your Malangong.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?